take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, ha ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho.
Jerry Bader Show 1049. That, of course, means it's time for an unhinged Badger report, and we have got a beauty for you. Yesterday, after being blocked by Democrats a day earlier, Republicans in the state Senate narrowly approved bills to end weekend voting before election, allow lobbyists to make political donations, and others. It was the bill to make uniform early voting hours and days, the one that has Democrats off the freaking deep end. The bill would allow early voting in clerk's office to occur only on weekdays, the 2 weeks prior to an election, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Clerks would not be able to hold early voting during all of that period, however, because they'd be limited to allowing a total of 45 hours of early voting a week. And immediately it was voter suppression. This, of course, led, hey, do you still have 4568 from yesterday? Tim Carpenter? Or you don't. Or you went over it. That's fine. Where he basically, no, you're fine. I didn't tell you to save it. Don't worry about it. Basically, where he told a female state senator she hated blacks and Hispanics because of this bill. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Senator Lena Taylor, Milwaukee Democrat, who's African-American. I would argue it screams of backward-thinking mentality all the way back to Jim Crow, and you should be ashamed. She went on, it feels like I'm in 1906 fighting the fights that people who came before me had to fight. Taylor, when you have regulation after regulation of voting, it's like the days of Jim Crow. Senator Tim Carpenter, as we mentioned, says Senator Mary Lozick hates blacks and Latinos because of bills affecting Milwaukee voting. Then we have Senator Jock. Listen to what Senator Jock said. Listen to this. This is a day Putin would be proud of. This is a day Putin would be proud of. Clearly, that mental midget is comparing this bill to what happened in Ukraine. This is what passes for Democratic thought, really? Senator Tim Carpenter now telling GOP senators not to be Putin Republicans. Senator Tim Carpenter, bill would allow thugs as election observers to intimidate people at polls. John Erpenbach, AB 202 will result in profiling, shouting violence, and police will be called to the polls. Senator Bob Jalk went on. Today it is so sad that we are burying democracy in our state as Wisconsin military fights abroad. Jout getting very heated on Senate floor over bill, Senate Bill 324. That's the uniform time for pre-voting. Yeah, Jason says, a black woman comparing him to 1906 and you're a state senator. Exactly. Jout getting very heated says the Senate is like a graveyard digger burying democracy. Senator Miller says this bill is the most egregious thing the Senate has to voter access. Senator Taylor once again says SB 324 will take us back to the Jim Crow days, reinforcing what she said yesterday. Vladimir Putin, the death of democracy, what a bunch of idiots. If you're a liberal right now, you should be ashamed that you elected those people. But further, you should be ashamed of their racism. Yes, they are the racists. Huh? I can just hear liberals' heads exploding right now. Well, who can you say that? Here's how. They think blacks and Hispanics are so stupid that they can't take 2 weeks before election and election day itself to get out and vote. That's racism. That's the racism of low expectations. They have so little respect for blacks and Hispanics' abilities to do their civic duty with absolutely reasonable amount of time. 2 weeks before an election, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and election day itself. It's racism. Why can't blacks vote or Hispanics in that 2-week period of time? Why is it onerous? and then you have Election Day. Why is it onerous? It isn't. And why aren't you concerned that whites won't have problem during those? It's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. It's 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you work first shift, you should be able to vote before 7 p.m. for 10 business days until 7 p.m. 10 business days before Election Day. There is no rational explanation to believe that this is a hardship on one race over another. None. If they feel passionate about voting and they believe it's their civic duty to vote, you're going to tell me in 10 business days they can't do this? Now, you know, there's, by the way, another talk show host brought this up. There is a reason that the left is okay with this, because it was Milwaukee and Dane counties, the two counties that have the largest liberal blocs, that were holding hours just all weekend long and on and on. Conservative stronghold counties didn't do this. If Waukesha and other conservative, I'm trying to think up in northwestern Wisconsin, if other conservative strongholds did this, conservatives, then they'd be all upset, but they're the only ones using it. Look, Election Day is generally uniform. There are some are 6A to 8A. Most are 7A to 8, I'm sorry, 8P. Most are 7A to 8P, but they're generally uniform. This creates a uniform voting time around the state. It was 3 weeks until 2011. Republicans peeled it back. The more early voting you have, the more ripe you are for fraud. And yes, there is fraud, contrary to what liberals say. And even if there's not rampant runaway fraud, there should still be rules to safeguard against it. These do not in any way put a serious bit, these hours do not put a serious threat to anyone's right to vote. Jason says he's offended they represent people in our state. People of any color are not stupid. It's those around them that enable them to be bleeped off because they're told they're being held up by the man. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. That's a great point, Jason. If you are a black person, aren't you looking around going, I don't know, what the hell, I can do that? Yeah, they're taking my right away to vote. My right to vote away, excuse me, a little dangling something going on there. My right away to vote. That's what they're doing. Oh, really? Are they? Listen, in 1960, with just one day to vote, okay, how did blacks in Milwaukee and Madison manage to vote? That Jason said they didn't. They were suppressed. While he's being sarcastic, of course. How did blacks vote in 1964, 1968? How did they manage that? Do you know how stupid this is to suggest that this suppresses the vote? I would argue we could go back to one day of voting, but no one is proposing that. They're proposing 10 business days in advance of Election Day. Anybody of any color should be able to figure out how to vote in that time frame. And show to me why it's just too difficult. They don't offer that. It's clear they have other reasons for wanting to hang on to this. And they're making fools of themselves because they can't admit what those real reasons are. That's what's going on. What a bunch of losers. That is Putin. Putin. Thank God. You know, I don't think I seldom feel this way, but thank God it's time for me to stop talking. 10:58, just who knows what I would have said. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.